The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse afar field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. The Bible story that we just heard from Matthew has inspired the imaginations of Christians for centuries and created some legends as well. These mysterious men from the east, they were first known as kings, likely because of the passage that was just read to us in Isaiah 60, verse 3. "Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn." But then later on, they became known as the wise men, a term that's used in our Bibles. If you open your Bible and it has headings or categories, the story of the three wise men is probably right there. But then during the Middle Ages, the Western Church decided to call them Magi. And the Western Church decided that there were three based on the three gifts and gave them names: Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. The Eastern Church decided that there were 12. So who knows? I don't think the term king is very helpful because they weren't really the kings. There weren't three in this story. There were two, right? King Herod and King Jesus. And wise men isn't really as helpful either because, as Mark Allen Powell says, the wise men in the story were really the religious leaders, the chief priests, whom Herod asked, "Where is this baby to be born?" And they gave him the scripture passage, the prophet, "Well, in Bethlehem of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler." So the wise men unknowingly, unwittingly, enter into a plot of Herod to kill baby Jesus. Magi, wise men, kings, 3, 12 men, maybe women too, who knows? But what we do know and believe to be true is that these persons were from the east. They were from maybe Syria, maybe Persia, maybe Iraq. They were from another country. They were from another culture. These men were not Jewish, right? The Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, the Torah, whatever name you want to call it, was not on their radar screen. They were not Jewish. They were Gentiles. And Matthew has a reason for placing them in the scripture, because in Matthew's gospel in particular, Jesus is now born for all nations, people of any culture. And so these men we know to be astrologers, astronomers. They were stargazers. They were horoscope readers, but they were not Jewish. Speaking of stars, A couple of years ago, forgive me if I've shared this story before, my nephew had a new app on his iPhone. Maybe you have it too. You go outside and you lift it up to the stars and immediately it will tell you what constellation you're looking at. Oh, there's Orion. Oh, there's the Big Dipper. Oh, there's... Isn't that amazing? I mean, think of the people that navigated their boats by night by looking at the stars, the North Star. They chart their course. These men probably looked through a telescope, but it didn't have any kind of the power of telescopes that we have. So from telescope to chart, telescope to chart. And now you can just look at your iPhone. And I was looking with my nephew and I said to him, oh my gosh, Galileo must be turning over in his grave. So these magi, they studied the stars in the night skies. And it was common knowledge at that time when a new star appeared, it was thought that a new star appeared when someone great was born. So, probably not just these men from the east, but other people were wondering who was connected to this new star. Contrary to our Christmas cards and our nativity scenes, and what you see right up here, the Magi just didn't pop into the manger after the shepherds left and after Mary had put Jesus down for the night. We think they came probably about 2 or 3 years later. Jesus wasn't a baby in the manger. He was a toddler, right? And that's what I want to talk about. The Magi, the time it took on their way to a star. On their way to a star. For us, January is a month filled with stars. The Golden Globes are tonight, in case you didn't know. Critics' Choice Awards are coming on Thursday, January 11th. Screen Actors Guild Awards land on Sunday, January 1st. Take your pick, watch the red carpet, see the tuxes and the gowns and the glitz and the blitz for these stars. Because on the red carpet, those stars make certain that they look fine, their speeches are prepared, and in their coat pockets, their smiles are ready for the paparazzi. Check them out, those stars. Or just go outside and look up. Because that's what the Magi did. They looked up, these astrologers, these astronomers. They saw the Star of Bethlehem, that's what we now call it. Gave it a name. They didn't call it that. And yet the star called to them, or rather God called to them. God called to these magi and said, take a trip, pack a bag, throw in your star charts, a water bottle, an oil flask for light, and start walking and follow that star until the light comes down. What happened in their spirits on the way to a star? What happened for these men from a different culture? The Bible doesn't tell us. So what I'm about to do is speculate, and that's called preacher's privilege. What happened in their spirits? Were their minds open to what awaited them? Certainly they were curious. Did they think it was their duty? A new king, we've got to go see him. And I don't know about you, but if God called me to go and worship and kneel down in front of Bashar al-Assad in Syria, ooh, I don't know that I'd want to do that. What about President Edgar Luna of Zambia or President Moon Jae-in of South Korea? These men were from another country. And the star called them, God called them, but they went to go and worship a new king. So what happened in their spirits on the way to the star? On the way to the star, the Magi didn't have all the information. They didn't know the name of the new king or where he was born, so they asked questions. And that's a good thing, asking questions. Herod was not a nice guy. He was an evil guy, let's just say it. So he acted in his normal lying, scheming way, trying to cling on to the power that he had after he had been acquired and now was king of sorts. He got his wise men together and said, okay, where is it? And then he says to the wise men, okay, just go now to Bethlehem. Oh, and then by the way, I really want to come and worship too. So would you mind texting me the coordinates when you get there? I really want to come and worship. Baloney. The rest of the story is that Herod doesn't want to be threatened by another king, and so he arranges for the slaughter of the innocents, the slaughter of all of the toddlers in Bethlehem under the age of 3 to make sure that he gets the new king. The Magi were open to something new. Herod was not. And so they took a different road to Bethlehem this time. And it says, when they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with what? Joy. They were overwhelmed with joy. And they entered the home and they knelt down and they worshiped. They never would have knelt down before a woman. They never would have knelt down before a child, but they did, and they were overwhelmed with joy. The gifts of gold for a king, frankincense for a priest, myrrh for his anointing and his death, gifts foreshadowing the life that was to come, but they worshiped and they praised God for this king. Something had changed on the way to a star. Something had changed. In the dark hair, in the deep eyes, maybe uttering his first words. I mean, toddlers, 2 or 3, right? They're not really sit-down, kind of quiet kind of people. Maybe Jesus was running around the room, here's your gold. Maybe not. He is God, you know? Maybe he stopped and realized what was happening. But God had changed, I think. God changed their hearts. So the word epiphany means showing forth. It means manifestation. It means revelation. And God, who came in a baby, in a manger, flesh and blood, now then presented in the temple by his parents, Mary and Joseph, now as a toddler, is making stars to rise and stop in the sky. This divine one, God is revealed in Jesus. Are you ready to be overwhelmed by joy this Epiphany season? We've got weeks of it to go. We're going to be in Epiphany up until Ash Wednesday. Are you ready to be changed on the way to finding Jesus? We go on the way everywhere we go, right? We go on the way to the grocery store. We go on the way to work, on the way to school, on the way to our friend's house, on the way to the communion table. And God is revealed in all of those places. Are you ready? I am. To be overwhelmed with joy, to worship a king, to worship a God who has come to earth to be with us. The home of with God is with mortals on earth. So when Herod orders the slaughter of the innocents, Jesus and his parents flee a tyrant ruler to another country where they are safe. They become political refugees. Did you know that? Our God was a political refugee. When we watch stories of refugees on the TV, are we willing to see Jesus in them? Are we really willing to see God revealed in them? As we watch nations posture and have discourse, are we willing to see God there? God is being revealed. As we put away the Christmas decorations tomorrow because Epiphany is now over, are we willing to see God in the cold, dark spaces of winter? Are we willing to be changed on the way to a star who is Jesus? I am. I hope you are. Let's follow that star. Let's open our minds and open our hearts to the one who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.